and we have no brief filed on behalf of Appalese, so I don't suppose you want to reserve any time for rebuttal, Mr. Grimes.
Correct, Your Honor, and good morning once again. May it please the court, I will necessarily be brief as you have the briefs before you in this particular case. This is a domestic case, an appeal from a final judgment from the Circuit Court of Montgomery County, a post-divorce judgment, if you will. And this all started when, and I'll use their first names because they still have the same last name, when John took Mary to court for failing to pay spousal support over more than 2 years. That was not a difficult call. That claim was quickly reduced to judgment. It was $30,000, and there was some interest in attorney's fees and costs and so forth. That's not the problem here. When we went to court in February, Mary had not produced discovery despite the fact she'd been ordered to do so by the court, so John filed a motion for sanctions and so forth, intending to take that up on the morning of February 7th of this year when we went to court. But that's not what happened. Mary came into court with, as I recall, several boxes of documents. The judge said take 30 minutes to look at them, and then of course we did, and then we just went, do the best you can, and that's what we did. Look at the documents, proceed to trial. Now, ordinarily, this is a matter of discretion with the court, but here, not to order Mary to produce the documents, to give us 30 minutes to look at them and so forth. That was just a...
Well, actually, I thought she had been ordered to produce them and still didn't produce
yes,
them.
Yes, sir.
And so she shows up at trial and the judge said, take 30 minutes.
Yes, sir. All true.
Okay.
All true. So then we went to court on the merits, and then she produced a critical document, which was not even among the documents that she brought into the courtroom, and it was a spreadsheet. It's here in the appendix. Look at it when you have a chance. In the joint appendix at pages 214 through 216, a spreadsheet of her income and expenses and so forth, apparently prepared by her accountant, tendered to the court, received into evidence.
Was it received into evidence? I thought it was never received into evidence. She talked about it, but I didn't think that it was actually offered and received.
She gave it to the court, and the court quoted from it when it was questioning her. So although the court didn't formally say admitted and not admitted, if you look at the brief on page 7, the court's questioning her from the document. So run me through these numbers. The court's got it right before her, questioning her about it, and that colloquy, you can just read that on pages 7 and 8. I won't belabor the point, but the court's clearly going point by point through the document. So whether the court said it received it into evidence or not, it in fact received it into evidence and used it as a basis for questioning Mary and announcing its ruling. So we objected on grounds, on the usual grounds, hearsay, opinion, testimony, and so forth, which it plainly was. I mean, talk about sandbagging your opponent. That's what happened here. Then to get to the merits of the ruling, the court reduced her support obligation from $1,200 a month to $900 a month. When the economic circumstances of the party had not changed materially between 2007, when the first order was entered. And incidentally, Mary bears the burden of proof on this particular issue, the motion to reduce, but we have no idea what her income was in 2013 even, because she never produced that information. It's not even in the summary prepared by her accountant. So again, I mean, again, talk about sandbagging your opponent. But with respect to what she did produce, her rental income in 2007 was $134,000. In 2012, on her own document, it was $151,000. Her expenses in 2012, just looking at her own document, were obviously padded. She paid her son Victor $4,000 to manage the properties in 2007, more than five times that amount in 2012, over $20,000. And I was just picking through the document as best I could, having seen it for the first time in the courtroom. Over $21,000 in other expenses in 2012, though when you ask her, well, what was that for?
Could I ask a question
yes.
about your proceeding after the 30-minute interval?
Yes.
Did you object to going forward?
Yes.
There was no question about that.
Yes.
You said, we have 30 minutes, but we're still not really prepared.
Yes. The judge's comments were, Mr. Grimes, I know I'm proceeding over your objection. Look at the final order again. We preserved our objections in the
she
order.
She was pro se this whole time.
She was pro se.
Yeah.
She was pro se.
I don't know where I got the impression that I knew you, of course, objected to what had occurred.
Yes.
Failure to produce the discovery, but I thought I Anyway, you answered the question, that's fine.
Yes, yes.
The other thing about the testimony, based on the accountant's materials.
Yes.
The court took that as simply the witness's testimony, and I'm having a hard time envisioning what happened in the court. You're saying she basically looked down as though she, but it wasn't a refreshment of her recollection.
No.
Context, that wasn't presented that way by opposing counsel, as I remember.
There was no opposing counsel.
I mean, she was pro se, that's right. The judge took it that way.
In opening statement, which was half opening statement, half testimony, if you will, she handed to the court, walked to the bench, handed the court that summary document,
yes.
And then the judge never said, I'm going to receive it, I'm going to not receive it, but then began to question her from it as if...
She took it back with her.
Hmm?
She had it when she testified, did she not, that document?
I don't recall whether she had it in front of her or not when she testified.
Well, then, maybe that is, I'm having a hard time envisioning what how this actually proceeded in the court. The court, I think, took it as her testimony, perhaps refreshed by having looked at the document herself.
That would be a liberal construction of what happened, because she plainly said, this is a summary or a matrix or a graph or whatever she said, prepared by my accountant, which was obviously hearsay, obviously opinion testimony, and it should never have been received in the first place.
Well, it wasn't admitted.
The judge didn't say I admit it, but okay. Then referred to it. So
I understand.
You get the gist there.
Yeah.
So at any rate, John's income. Back to the numbers. John's income hadn't changed. He's living on Social Security in 2007. Same in 2014. While she sits on properties worth, according to her, $2.3 million in 2007. And the judge said, why don't you sell a piece of property? And she said, well, I would sell this. It's called the Crickets Building, but I'd take $900,000 for it. And so, I mean, come on. And this guy's living on Social Security. Now, those are the numbers.
The judge thought that she didn't have enough money to make some capital improvements. Isn't it some of the consideration that he wasn't buying into the argument that she could so easily sell it? She was ill, as I remember some of the rationale. Isn't that something that
she
considered?
She, as a changed circumstance, you mean?
Yes.
She claimed, every time we go to court, she claimed to be ill in 2007, claimed to be ill in 2013. Nothing had changed. No, the judge said, if you sell that piece of property, maybe you'll have an influence. He said she's property poor. You appear to God have a lot of land. But folks, look at her own numbers. Her income from the property is over $150,000 a year, and it just, which is more than she was making in 2007. So it's hard to see how that's a material change in economic circumstances.
I have to move backwards on the objection to continuing.
Yes.
The recess.
Yes.
When you said you had noted an objection, was it only in the final order?
No. It was during the hearing and the judge. I have the appendix, but not the transcript.
Do you have where you noted it in the appendix?
I did not note that in preparation for this argument, but the judge specifically says, I objected, and the judge said, Mr. Grimes, I understand you don't choose to move forward because of what's just transpired here. You've got 30 minutes to look at three or four or five boxes of documents. So, no, that is in the record. That's in the record. All right. So, again, in conclusion, it's our position. Mary failed to meet her burden of proving changed circumstances. The case shouldn't have gone forward on the day in question, and the court shouldn't have received that one document of evidence because it's obvious hearsay and opinion testimony. I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
We will greet counsel.